Blog Talk Radio.
All right, ladies and germs, this is the time. We're here, we are ready for the greatest show on earth. With all due respect, with all due respect, there's respect involved here, there's dudes involved, there's also the word with, and also the word all. With all due respect, it is Friday, so that must be the time and the place. Here we are. This is Jim Ellis, co-host of the show, and we have on the East Coast, way over there in Jerseyville, Mr. Rick Wright. How you doing there, Ricky?
Howdy.
Howdy.
Howdy. Howdy.
Hey, listen, it's so funny. You had me cracking up. The greatest show on earth. I'm just trying to think to myself, is this the greatest show on earth?
Well, right now, in this very moment where I'm standing, it is. Because I don't know another show so dedicated to just being in the moment, so real, and willing to talk about baldness. I mean, really, that's pretty bold to talk about baldness.
I concur.
I mean, it is a topic that, I mean, how many men think about it, you know? Unless you're, I'm trying to think of some hairy dude that has no issue with it. I mean, it's a pretty manly topic, if you think about it. It's not really, I'm sure some women deal with it, I'm sure, but it's not to the degree that men do, right?
It seems like men seem to deal with it more often. You want to go over a couple quick little facts to support that?
You are awesome about always looking up facts about our theme for the show. By the way, the theme of the show is Bald is Beautiful, we are hoping. Anyway, should we tell the audience what you've done if they don't know yet?
Oh, yeah. Some of the folks listening in might not know. So a week ago this past Tuesday, I woke up after getting a shortish haircut the week before and said to myself, Ricky, it's time to go clean and shave it all off. And my longtime hairdresser said that she would do it when it was time. She would be able to take it down to a really, really, really short length. And called her up. It was the first appointment, shot in, and she took it off. And literally, it was like it felt like a little bit of a one-day scruff. But it felt really, really cool and really unique. And then there was my journey. Like I wasn't really prepared, you know, well, because there's things, I guess, you know, there's how to shave it and how to do different things. I sort of, at that point, I just wanted it gone and I was going to figure it all out. And that's what I've been doing up until this point. And honestly, I'm still figuring it out.
What day was it that you got shaven off?
I'll remember it probably forever because it was the day after my wife's birthday. So it was July 18th.
Okay.
Tuesday, July 18th. Yeah.
And we didn't have a show last Friday. So, okay.
No, we didn't have a show last Friday because I was at a wedding and you were at a funeral, huh?
Yeah.
So funeral. Imagine that.
Yeah, I know. So we had a replay on that day. So we haven't talked since you've done it. And so it was all the way shaven, right? Like down to nothing, right? I don't know what you call that. Clean shaven.
Well, yeah. Well, here's the thing. There's like, you know, you can shave your head. You know, again, I'm getting all caught up on this shit. You can shave your head, right? Which is like you can get it down. Most clippers that you can buy off the shelf get it down to like an eighth of an inch. And that's, believe it or not, still a lot of hair on the head. The blade that she used was like this neck blade that she gets really, really tight. It takes it right down to the skin, which is great,
right. But
it's still a follicle there. I came home and I used my electric razor like I would on my face if I had a little bit of hair coming in, and then I took it down even further. Even doing that, there is still, if I go against the grain, I can still feel it. You know, so if I shave my face, like I can, you know. But then there's another level. They call it, the nickname, I guess, would be they bic it, you know, back in, you know, the bic, little bic razors, the single razors. I would never use that, but
right.
that's when you go like against, that's when you put like shaving cream on it, you go with the grain, put some more shaving cream on it, go against the grain, and you get that head, you know, pretty much smooth as a baby's ass. I have not done that yet. I'm still being cautious about the skin because it's all new. I was out in the sun a little bit here and there, and it did pink up really quick because, of course, it's like new skin. But I did get this really cool thing yesterday called a skull shaver, which has like five blades, and that got it probably the tightest that it's been. And I'm thinking that probably a couple weeks of that, and then I'll take a good razor and some shaving cream and see, you know, how low I can get it and how smooth I can get it. But it's interesting. It's fun, you know, it's fun playing with it. It's very comfortable. You know, prep time to get out of the house is cut, you know, down a lot because there's no, you know, no hair dealings. And like today, I did it yesterday. So, you know, I didn't have to shave. I didn't have to do my head. So I basically showered, dressed, and walked out of the house. So
how often do you have to shave? How often do you shave?
That's interesting. So after the first day and I did the razor, like I didn't have anything growing in for like 3 days. I was like, wow, I'm like, this is going to be great. Like I'm not going to have to do this for like probably three, four days. And then I don't know what happened. I guess maybe the skull or the skin's getting used to. I don't know. I have to actually research it because it's interesting. So I did it yesterday and it got really, really smooth, right? So I have a surprise party today that I'm going to, and I'm going to have to do it. Like after the show, I'm going to do it again. So that's literally 24 hours. And I didn't think it would be that quick of a turnaround. But again, it's like I said, it's all just this learning process, and it's fun. You know, I like my little skull shaver. I like, you know, I got this Nivea post cream stuff that I put on. It smells really good. It makes my head feel good. And, so yeah, it's pretty cool. You want to hear some cool facts or?
Sure. Well, yeah. Do some facts, and then I want to go back to like your experience. That's cool.
Okay. So the genetic hair loss can come from either side of the family. So the myth was always like, you know, if your mother's father's bald, you know, you're done, right? But it's just a myth. It can come from either side. Half of the hair can be lost before it's actually noticeable. So you can lose half of your hair volume before it's actually noticeable. And I think that's probably number two is where my realization came. And then hair loss is not caused by damage to hair itself. So like if you dye your hair or if you bleach your hair or do something like that, that doesn't affect anything. What it does is the deconstruction of the follicle and basically the root is when that starts to get damaged, that's when you can have loose hair. And just so you know, male pattern baldness is just an overload of dihydrotestosterone, DHT. And that's what causes the hair follicles to get weaker and stunt the growth and eventually fall out. So you lose 100 to 150 a day, and then your head just doesn't replace them. Baldness is not linked. What's that?
Because of testosterone, you said?
No, dihydrotestosterone, DHT.
Oh.
There's another type of testosterone. So I was actually on Propecia for a while taking that, and that what it does is it actually takes out the dihydrotestosterone, and it doesn't grow hair, but it keeps what you have in. I stopped taking that in January. This has been like a little bit of a process, and we'll get to that in a minute. Hats do not cause hair loss. So if you wear a hat, you know, you're not crushing your hair follicles and making them fall out faster. Shampooing hair is not bad for hair. And then I was disappointed in this one because I was going to start just using this one all the time every time I got a comment about my head. It says bald men are not more virile. So it's not like, you know, the myth was that if you were losing your hair, more hair, that you actually had more testosterone, which meant, you know, whatever, better.
I thought that was – I heard that rumor, and I guess I thought that was true.
Yeah, no, it's not true. So it's – that's what it's saying according to my good friend Google.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Yep. And so, and that's it, man.
So what was the emotional experience associated with shaving your head, because what I've understood from others, or maybe it's Google, is, you know, there's a certain amount of emotion attached to hair, you know. So if you shave your head, there's some kind of letting go process, obviously, and maybe some emotions arise. Anything come up for you, or what did come up for you after you did it?
Yeah, well, for me, it was, you know, it wasn't like a spur of the moment thing. Like, don't like the way my hair looks today. I'm just going to go shave it off. You know, I'm going to start over and just shave it off. What happened was it's been a long time coming. I think I even mentioned to my partner, my business partner, I saw him today. I was even telling him, 4 or 5 years ago that, you know, I was going to shave my head. And he always like laughed and never thought I was going to do it. So I've always been sort of prepping. I have an interesting hairline. My mother is 100% Polish. My dad's, you know, he's more Irish than anything. And I had always had an interesting hairline, but my hairstylist, like, I wouldn't have it always had a short haircut. I would have a longer haircut, and I would pretty much, like, you know, style it in a way where you really couldn't tell that I was losing my hair. And then, you know, years go on, and, you know, it's more and more fell out. And I sort of knew it was inevitable at one point. Had a conversation with my wife, you know, way back, and I said, you know, let me know, you know, because I'm going to be the one to want to hang on to it. You can let me know, you know, when you think it would be good, or when, you know, when it's time. And that was that last short haircut I got. My wife looked at me and she goes, you know what? She goes, I think it's pretty close to that time. I said, okay. And I found some pictures that we took. I pulled my hair back. It was like a year ago. And it was, you know, it looked pretty cool. It looked like the Edge from U2. If you ever had if you ever seen him without his hat on and his hair slicked back. And I said, you know what? I said, let me give it a shot. So going up to where I was getting into the chair was, it was interesting because that morning I got up, I worked out, and I just really, at that point, it was like, I wanted it off. It was almost like a foreign body. Like I was just done. Like I didn't want to mess with it. I didn't want to take a shower. She was late to getting there. She usually opens her shop at 10. I called at 10. She wasn't in. I said, have her call me back. She probably didn't call me back till like 10:35 or something. And I'm like, all right, so this is it. My wife was home and I said, I'm going to go. She goes, okay, I'll see you in a little bit. And I went there and I was very, you know, I was a little freaked out because I didn't know what my head shape was going to be like. I had a car accident when I was in my late teens and on the left side, I know I had stitches there. I didn't know what that scar looked like. You know, I didn't know if there was any discoloring. I didn't know the shape of the back of my head. You know, my head seemed like it was breaking out because like playing softball or laying out or just because it was hot. And, you know, and I was like, man, I'm like, what's that going to look like? So it was a lot of apprehension. And, when I finally sat in that chair, like, and I knew it was coming, it was a weird moment because I had that clipper it was a really cold, the woman's hands were very warm and this clipper was very, very cold. And she put it right to the back of my neck. And she goes, you ready? I said, yep. And I just held my breath. And she just, in one fell swoop, took it and just went right over the top of my head. And I said, well, I go, there's no coming back now. So whatever it is, it is. And I went there with my reading glasses. I wear glasses and contacts. So I went there with my glasses. And she got it pretty much all down. I looked up at myself, and it was probably not a good angle to look at myself. I said, oh shit. I said, my head looks, you know, it was just my eyes adjusting and just not, you know, realizing, you know, what I looked like at that point. And she got it all off and she goes, wow. She goes, you got a good head. She goes, you got a perfect head for it. She goes, you got a good shape. She goes, there's no, I go, what about this scar over here? She couldn't even find where the scar was. There's one little red line. And I was like, wow. And that's the same thing. I was like, wow. So then I put my glasses on. She showed me the back. She showed me the sides. And I was like really shocked. I'm like, what? Because I kept pulling it back. And I thought it was just going to be different than it looked. And lo and behold, there it was. And, you know, I came home, took a shower, and I just went about my day. And it was funny because, you know, then now you start meeting people that know you, you know, with hair and then without hair. So the reactions are just so, you know, unique. You know, some people like didn't even notice. I'm like, don't you? I saw my handyman. The first thing, and I said, And I'm sitting there talking to him. I'm doing all these things. I go, didn't you notice anything different? He goes, he looks at me. He goes, yeah. He goes, there's something different. I said, I shaved my head. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, that's it. I'm like,
So
the great thing was is that just being able to hear that real quick was like I was putting a lot of energy that everybody was going to be like in shock and like just make this face, where in reality, it's not a big deal. You know, I was making it a bigger deal. So so what was cool was that, you know, from then on out, I just really embraced it. I really owned it. And since then I've been really just, I love it. You know, it's, if I had a choice and would have known what I knew now, I probably would have done it probably a year ago. And I'm just looking forward to, you know, just having it like this for, you know, for a long time. The one thing is that it probably could, you know, when I'm older, you know, and I'm, you know, my 70s, 80s, whatever, I could probably let it grow back in, be gray, then grow a beard. You know, there's all sorts of things. I went and got a couple pairs of new glasses because my current glasses are just old. And so, you know, there's all different looks, like the one I have on Facebook. And then there's, you know, there's another one I could put up where I have sunglasses on, and it gives you a different impression. You know, it just looks right. Different with the goatee and sunglasses and shaved head. So, but yeah, go ahead.
Your Facebook posts, you know, with your picture. Which glasses are those? Are those your new glasses or those old glasses?
No,
your
those are my old
profile.
Glasses. I went to a wedding on Friday and I was wearing a suit and I said, let me take a picture. You know, I knew eventually I would have to update, you know, Facebook and send one to my mom. My mom, when she heard I shaved my head, she was a little freaked out because she was like, you're going to look like a, you know, a crazy, you know, my mom's 72. And she thought I was going to look very hard. And, so I sent her a picture of that with the glasses and she, oh, you look like a movie star, you know? So
there you go.
And, yeah. And they haven't seen it yet. I'll see them in a couple of weeks.
As a kid in grammar school, you got a haircut and it was a big deal and the kids made fun of you. At least at my school, you get a haircut. So you'd wear like a hat because you don't want to be made fun of because you got a haircut. So
yeah.
I could imagine, you know, if you shave your head that, yeah, you would imagine people responding like, oh, wow. But you're saying so far beyond your handyman, even other people are just kind of like, oh, hey, how's it going? No big deal.
Well, you know, people that I know that I know well. You know, they let me know. You know, there's a couple women in my office like, why'd you shave your head? You had a beautiful head of hair. But, you know, they didn't know what was under my beautiful head of, you know, style. You know, I had to, you know, when it was raining out, I had to be careful, you know, to make sure that I had an umbrella. You know, if it was really windy, I had to make sure that I really used a lot of hairspray. You know, it was starting to become just a little bit of a, you know, just, you know, it was a pain in the ass at the end of it, you know, pretty much. So, but yeah, they were okay. You know, then I went to my men's team meeting. So they saw it and, you know, they're like, wow, it looks, you know, they, you know, that was probably my biggest nerves, you know, cause everybody else will just tell you what you want to hear or they'll be like, it looks nice. Oh, you know, it's fine or whatever. When you go to my men's team, that's where you get the truth. And, you know, the consensus, you know, I'm like, oh, man, they're going to say, oh, your head's this, you do that, you know, I didn't know. And and I went there, and the consensus was that, hey, you know, it looks good, you know, and, you know, congratulations. And
yeah,
so that was pretty cool.
Some of the responses on Facebook are things like, very nice combo look of genius plus psycho. Breaking Bad, Lock Up the Women Folk. That's interesting. Lock Up the Women Folk. I think that's a positive statement. And then what? Some people are like surprised. What?
Yeah.
Old move. Handsome as ever. Yeah. I guess on Facebook they're pretty kind. But this is an interesting one from Mr. Jim. Not me. Another one. It will definitely take some time.
Yep.
You look like the world's greatest hypnotist.
Yeah, that's my friend Jim Whittle. He's also was a man in MDI, and he's always had a shaved head. So he's had his head shaved before shaving your head was cool, you know, or before shaving your head was acceptable, Also, if you notice the comment below, John D. Domenico, that's the guy who does all the Trump impersonations. He actually recently, you know, I think over the last couple of years, shaved his head also, so he has a shaved head. He's a good guy. It's good to hear from Johnny. And another guy, Van Dale, who's we had on the show one time. He's been shaving his head for 20 years. So he actually gave me some good pointers on how to keep it and how to keep it tight. And some of those responses are from family. You know, some of my cousins are in there. And it's, you know, just interesting, you know, how people, you know, the feedback you get. I did get one woman direct message me offline to tell me how sexy it looked.
Oh.
I thought that was cool. And and I didn't get any more than that. But,
I wanted to go back to the emotional aspect of it. Do you feel like lighter in life? Do you feel like anything different beyond the practical of, oh, good, I can just get up, shower, and go, you know, beyond the practical? Anything else? Just curious.
Yeah. You know, like I said, I was carrying around a lot of, you know, making sure that let me put it this way. If I went out and I didn't put hairspray, or if it was wet out, or if it was really windy, like literally 15 minutes later, you look at me and I look like Beetlejuice. I look like Michael Keaton from Beetlejuice, because literally, because it was the sides were so long and the top was like on the longish side that it would just blow up. It was almost like, remember the comb over? Like, you know, I don't see them too often, but this was like a triple comb over. Like the front was pulled down and swept to one side. The sides were pulled forward and then swept back. So to give me like, you know, a hairline on this, like a, you know, a little false hairline on the side. So it was, you know, it was pretty, you know, it was a lot of work. And, you know, and I was very concerned about when, you know, how it looked, and to not have that concern anymore and to be able to just not care or worry. And like, even like the little, like there's so many little things, like just driving in the car with the windows down. Like I would never do that. Like that would, you know, once it's warm out, I had the AC on, and once it's cold out, you know, the windows were up and heat was on. It was never a window open. It was always up. What else? That, like the little things, what else is a little thing? Getting ready. The shower, I'm realizing the shower is still the same time, but the getting dressed and getting out the doors is cut like in half. You know, it used to probably take me a half hour, right? But now I can get out of the door literally in 5 to 7 minutes. I'm looking at my combs. I still have combs in my, you know, in my, where my bathroom is. So I'm like, I don't need these anymore. It's just funny. Hairspray. Different things like that. I'm just fine. I'm like, I don't need this. You know, I am looking forward to the wintertime, because I like wearing like a Scully. And I'm going to enjoy doing that. And my head is, you know, it's been a little bit cooler on East Coast a couple of these days, and my head's been cooler. So, you know, I know that that's going to be a factor, and I'm going to have to keep my head warm. And, you know, I was gonna, like, I still have my hats, right? Cause I always had hats. And I still have them, but it's funny. I got up one morning and I just sort of have it. I just threw it on backwards and I went and got coffee with my wife at a local, you know, coffee place. And a friend of mine who's also shaved his head, and I consulted with him last year and told him what I was going to do. He said that, he goes, don't go back to the hats. He goes, resist putting your hat on. And I said, you know what? I said, okay, cool. So that was actually the first and last time that I put my hat on. And, you know, I got a party tonight. I know it's my cousin's house, and he's got a pool. So I know last year I was at an event at his, and I went in the pool, but I didn't go under the water, you know, because then it would be a whole rigmarole. So, so it's very freeing. I feel, I don't know if it's more confident, because I was always pretty confident. So I guess maybe less concern about hair, put it that way.
Yeah, so with life so full of stresses and concerns and distractions from our own, basically like freedom and peace of mind, I mean, to have that thing, it sounded like it was pretty like heavy on your head, so to speak. But anyway, yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool that you have that freedom.
Yeah. It's one of the things that, you know, that I'm not really concerned, I won't be concerned with anymore, you know.
Yeah.
And
so what was the response from the wifey?
She loves it. I came in, she loves it. It's another thing too, like when, you know, she wouldn't be able, like when I saw her, when I kissed her, like before I leave or come home from work, like I wouldn't let anybody touch my hair. I didn't want anybody to touch my head. And it was great. I told her, I said, you can touch my head. I want you to touch my head all the time. I tell her every day, kiss my head. I can feel her lips on my head. It's so freeing. She loves it. So I'm grateful for that. And it's funny too, you know, because you think about it, I'm sitting here telling you, you know, I'm sort of bearing my soul about this. And, you know, in life, there's a lot more things to be concerned with. You know, and maybe I'm making it sound bigger than it was, but it's very nice not to have to be concerned anymore with that. And I'm really enjoying like figuring out how to maintain this and do this and different looks and stuff. So I'm excited.
That's cool.
I have for you. Would you ever consider shaving your head?
I think because of, so the answer is yes. I know my wife be like, oh, no. I think that's her response. But I think the reason would be because of all the, what I had mentioned before, distraction, consideration. I mean, when you're saying there's so many things to be focused on and to be worried about, you know, hair loss, thinning, coloring, even the attachment to age or like,
yeah.
Because, you know, to be attached to anything is not very freeing. So
yep.
I think some people actually do shave their heads in an act of letting go of attachments.
Mm.
So, it just gets to be a hassle. I mean, for me, I can just, it doesn't take long at all. I'll just get up in the morning, you know, I brush it 3 times and I'm done. I'm out the door. So it's not a practical thing, but it is a distraction thing and an attachment. I know Peter Gabriel, he did it as young, you know, when he was young, because he felt a certain amount of guilt and shame after something that he had done, betrayed his wife, and so he shaved his head, and she shaved her head, I think, same time. So it was like a certain act of, you know, kind of freedom and discipline. But, yeah, I think about it just for the freedom aspect, but not my legs. I draw the line. I will not shave my legs. I like my leg hair.
It's such a weird dynamic now, you know, like our generation, like we're so, like you talk to, you know, people younger, it's like shaving anything is acceptable, you know, where, I talk to my dad, like, you know, dad, you know, you should shave your leg. He'd laugh and be like, get the hell out of here. Where, you know, I do trim my legs. I shave my arms. So I don't, you know, it's in, I, and I've been shaving my chest hair for, you know, I don't know, before it was probably actually cool, but I just hated it, so that's why I was, and I don't have a lot of it, so.
What about your
back? What's that?
How's your back? Do you have, like, some men have super hairy backs, and that's kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, thank God. I don't have a lot of body hair, which is cool, thank God, because I do know people that have that, and man, I can't even imagine. And most of them are bald. Like they got the full fur, you know, they got the full fur jacket, you know, but they don't have a hair on their head. I'm like, how the fuck did, like, how cool is that? Like, what happened there, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, definitely.
Anyway, look at that. Go ahead.
What's that?
Go ahead, man. I'm like looking at the time. It's fucking 4:29 already. Can you believe this shit?
Time to go. I was just going to say, it's definitely a man's topic. So, and I want to just appreciate you, take this last few seconds that we have, and thank you for being so willing to talk about it and, you know, share about it for our audience, because it's a topic that's out there. And you covered it, man.
Yeah, I'm glad. I hope my hope moving forward is that I inspire other men who are sort of, like, on the fence also just to do it. And just, it's so freeing. So hope that I support them in doing that.
Right on. All right, folks, thanks again for listening to another awesome show of The Greatest Show on Earth. With all due respect, join us next Friday, 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We will see you then. Thank you, Ricky. See you later.
Take care, Jimmy. All righty, buddy. Peace. All right, brother. All right, bye-bye.